Abdullah Bach.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Unfunny Buffoonery Podcast, Season 7, Episode 7, fucking teen. I was about to say, Steven, take a guess what number it is, but then when I said 7, no, fucking,
17.
It can't be, what you were going to say, T? Episode 7, T?
Bro, just smack the shit out of me for that one, if I said that.
Bro, this kid is staying places, bro. Crazy.
Well, damn!
I'm sorry.
That's right, W, I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, I had it written down, like that little joke, and I'm like, I'm gonna say that somewhere in the beginning. You just, it really didn't matter what you said, I would have pulled it off anyway, so.
I gotta use that on
somebody, disrespect,
bro.
No offense to you personally. It was all pre-planned.
That's gotta be worse. You thought you had the forethought that, yo, let me just fuck the kid's day up.
I just like said, okay, screw it, I'm gonna find a way to insult your character and intelligence, despite the fact that it didn't really matter what you would say. You could have been Einstein and said something genius. I'd be like, bro, this kid's staying places, dude. Good luck, dude. Anyway, let's play this sound. You gotta tell me who it is.
Abdullah Bach and fucking Baboom.
Oh,
life's over.
Oh, fuck. I know Joey something.
Joey Diaz.
He
tried to say Allahu Akbar, but he says Abdullah Bach. I'll play it again. All right, pause.
Abdullah Bach and fucking Baboom, my life's over.
Abdullah Bach and fucking Baboom, bro.
I've never heard it that butchered before in my life. Like, I've heard bad pronunciation, but that's...
He doesn't give a shit, bro. He didn't even try to think about what he's saying. He's just like, dude, I'm gonna say this, and like, if I fuck it up, then it's even more funny. He knows what he's doing.
Not wrong.
The GOAT. Alright, guys, let's talk about some updates. Alright, we got some heavy hitter updates. Yep. First of all, Oscars, you seen the Oscars? No.
Yeah, definitely fucking
definitely not. But have you seen like clips in regards to the Oscars?
Again, definitely fucking not.
No? Okay.
Actually,
no,
kind of surprising, but I haven't really been on my... Wait, when was it, yesterday?
I don't know, like 3 days ago, I think, though.
Oh, okay, actually, no, I've been on my...
I don't know, I didn't keep up. I just saw, like, on TikTok a bunch of shit about... Do you know who Adrian Brody is, the actor?
I'm searching it up right now.
He's Adrian the guy, Brody? If you watch Peaky Blinders, he was, like, the fucking New Yorker that came in Peaky Blinders. You ever watch The Pianist? Do you know the new movie, The Brutalist? Adrian Brody, ringing a bell.
I've seen this guy before. I don't know where I've seen him.
The Pianist.
Nope.
It's a guy who just like goes up to pianos and pisses on them. The Pianist.
He has no shot in dick.
I mean, you know, there was
where
dick involved.
Where have I seen
involved,
this guy
yeah.
before?
A ton of movies, bro. He's a really good actor.
No, I'm looking at all these and I've heard of some of them, but I've never watched any of them.
Did you watch Peaky Blinders?
I've watched Mr. Fantastic Fox, but that's, I watched like a little bit of it, but like not enough to see him.
Peaky Blinders or what?
Yeah, Peaky Blinders.
I really thought you like saw all of it.
No, I've only watched like 2 or 3 episodes, but it looks really good. I've seen him somewhere though.
Not
bro.
Good enough what for if... Steven though, hey?
Bro, I'm so confused.
Did you watch Anora? Do you know the movie Anora? Unrelated to Adrian Brody.
How do I spell that?
Anora. It won Best Picture. Came out in 2024. Awesome. I really recommend it.
How did I not watch this movie, bro? I watch every fucking movie that
comes
out.
Dude, it's a great film. You should watch it. I'm not going to pull what my friends say, because they were bugging everybody. They were like, yo, you guys got to watch this. And it's like, bro, at this point, I don't want to watch it because of how much you're shoving it down my fucking throat. I got enough shit going down my throat. Listen, Adrian Brody, going back to what I prefaced with, he won another Oscar, and he had a speech to say. And everyone's on a strict time limit because, you know, you're not the only one receiving an award. Somebody else is. Yeah. And if you're going to speak for longer, then you're cutting from somebody else's time. The guy had like a 7-minute speech. They started playing the music on him and he's like, I've done this before, because he did. In like 2004, he won an Oscar. And also like they tried playing the music on him and he's like, hold on, let me yap. And like he fully said, all right, hold on, let me yap. Like they stopped the music. He kept going as if he had something important to say and he just had nothing else really to say. He just kept repeating the same shit. Completely disrespecting all the other people that like later came up and had no time. Like there was fully like best produced show or something like that. I don't know, not show but movie. Some three people came up. They had like a minute to talk, and the third person fully hasn't spoken yet. Tried to say something on the mic, and he got cut off completely. Like the mic got
that's
muted.
That's disrespectful.
And it's like, dude, let the guy say at least 10 fucking words. He got muted. Like not even just like music started playing, and they're like, no, we're not stopping. Like they muted the microphone on him. As if to say, like, get the fuck off, we're running out of time. And it's like, Dude, do that to fucking that guy who spent 7 minutes on the mic yapping. It's not
was
even
it
like
actually
he,
seven?
Bro, it was straight up like 7 minutes. Five to seven, anywhere in that range. But like, dude, when everyone before you went up for like a minute, you know, like he just yapped. He thought he was a president, like giving a fucking...
I feel like that presidential speech.
Yeah, I was gonna actually transition, by the way, in terms of, have you seen Trump versus Zelensky, that publicly aired out meeting that went south a little bit?
No.
Dude.
But Zelensky's
Ukrainian president. Yeah. You haven't seen the Trump...
Bro, you're
really just grinding nowadays, huh?
That and Pokemon, but technically still grinding.
Bro, this show used to be the two of us bring current events to the people, and now it's just me bringing current events to Stephen. And
hear me.
Viewers, nothing that I'm saying is news to anybody except for you, by the way.
Yo, honestly, yo, W transition for our podcast. I like this, bro. This makes me feel nice, bro. You know what I'm saying? Why read a newspaper? Like, I can listen to Jack Yap for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to be able to help you. Listen,
I appreciate you.
About Adrian Brody, whatever, that was just something that was happening. It's not as important. This shit, Trump versus Zelensky, basically, all right, here's how it went down. I'm not trying to get political here, bro. All right?
Let's do it.
As people know, I'm an American. As people know, maybe know, my family's from Ukraine. So I'm I'm involved, and I don't want to be involved. I don't give a fucking shit.
Choose a side. You have to.
No,
you
I
must.
Don't. I do not.
I'll choose a side for you.
Regardless, okay, there's objectively speaking, there's a war going on, Russia versus Ukraine. Like I said before, these are brothers in my eyes.
Makes sense.
Everyone, including myself and I believe Trump, their perspective is get the war done, all right? Just finish. Just enough with the shooting, enough with the killing. Let's make an agreement and just be done with it, right? Let's fucking have peace. And Trump proposed a plan where he said, listen, first of all, I'm done sending money over for no reason. This is basically what he's trying to say. I'm like paraphrasing, obviously. Okay. he's not being like, yo, enough with the money, son.
Yo, you're being cut off, dog.
You're being cut off, dog. No more for you, dog. Bro, he's basically thinking like, what's the point of funding this guy's gambling addiction, right? My friend is gambling $1,000 a week. I feel bad for him. I could be like, yo, like, just give me your house at this point, but I don't fucking want your house. All I really want to do is stop giving you money, right?
Yeah.
That's what Trump is saying, okay? So he's saying, enough with the money. Let's make a deal, and, like, I'll talk to Putin, right?
Okay.
Basically, the biggest thing that was going on was, like, Trump wants a piece of, like, resources, like the minerals inside of Ukraine. He wants to send Americans in there, do some fucking digging, some mining, find some diamonds underground. You know the vibes, right?
Yeah.
He wants to profit, make his money back. Also, there's a whole argument over like whether or not these finances were a grant or a loan. Ukraine's like, I was under the impression it was a grant. Trump is like, bro, Biden didn't know what color his eyes were anymore. Like, we're, you know, he did not express this clearly, I guess, to you, but it is not free money, my guy. Basically, Trump wants this mineral deal, and he says, you know what, come to the Oval Office, let's talk. Zelensky comes, and Zelensky himself says, you know what, I want this to be a public meeting. I want this to be like, I want the press in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. Usually you don't do that for peace negotiations in a country in the middle of war. You know, things like this are not discussed publicly. But Zelensky,
but Trump was like cool with it?
Yeah, Trump was like, okay, do what you want to do. So they had this meeting, and for 40 minutes, basically summarizing here, the vibe is Zelensky kind of came out here to get a little bit of a pity party to try to publicly pressure Trump to give them more money. It's clear. It's not like, yo, like, you know, more money. But basically, despite the fact that over the phone, they were like, yeah, good. We're basically a done deal. I just want to sign this. Let's get the cameras. Instead, now they've been yapping, and it's kind of like, listen, how do I know this is good? I need some guarantees. I'd like a bit more money, please. And all of a sudden, like, he pulls this comment. Zelensky pulls this comment where he says, listen, like, the war, you guys got this comfy ocean over here, the Atlantic Ocean, so you're far away, but the war, despite it going on in Europe, you'll feel it. You know, eventually you'll feel it. And there, it's already been, the tensions have been rising. Like, J.D. Vance, vice president, is like on Zelensky's dick telling him, like, yo, you haven't said thank you. You're here kind of making demands, like, with respect. You're in our office. You're in our country talking to our American people about their taxpayer money. Don't tell us what we should and shouldn't be doing, right? Yeah. Trump's been pretty quiet. And then Zelensky said that comment where he's like, yeah, despite the fact that you have an ocean, you'll feel it. I think it was a miscommunication thing. I think what he was trying to say is, like, economically, financially, long term, you're going to feel the effects of it, you know. But what Trump heard was,
oh, no.
you're going to feel some sort of, you're going to feel some, you know. And Trump was like, don't tell us how we're going to feel. Hey, don't tell us how we're going to feel, okay? You know, he pulls it out and he gets tight, bro. He gets mad and just humiliates him, doesn't let him speak. He's saying, you're talking about World War III. You need to shut up, you know. And, like, dude, this argument, it's like 40 minutes in, 10 minutes of this stuff, and then it just ends. We should have never been able to see this. Yeah. Like, it's actually fascinating. I encourage you to watch at least, like, that 10-minute portion, because it's like, bro, this is like two dudes in a Discord, like, arguing over, like, who plays what site, you know what I mean? Like, we should not be seeing this stuff. Two massive countries. Well, Ukraine's not a massive country, but still, like, this is a massive story, and we're just watching the leaders just beef like this. That's it's pretty crazy. I didn't think I'd be getting into the whole explanation of everything, but given the fact that you are not clued in at all, I'm like, all right, might as well.
Recap from Jack.
Yeah I mean, regardless, I guess we'll see what happens. Basically, I think that and here's the thing, Trump is playing chess in the sense that Zelensky's main point is like, okay, so Trump, you're friends with Putin, and you tell him, listen, this is how it's going to be, and you guys sign some sort of peace deal. How do I know that 2 years from now, when you're gone, Trump, or not two, but 4 years from now, or just in general, maybe you're still here, Putin just says, you know what, screw your deal, I don't care. Like, who's to say that he doesn't invade again, right?
Yeah.
Trump is playing chess by trying to agree with this minerals deal, because that means that American men are going to have to be in the country of Ukraine.
Yeah. Right?
Working. And if Russia invades Ukraine, now they're invading upon Americans as well, which is so a very different political situation.
Yeah, so they can just pull out the strap and be like, what the fuck are you doing to our Americans?
Yeah, I mean, granted, that's kind of setting up for World War III, but what it's supposed to be is a deterrent for Russia to, like, not want to continue, right?
Yeah, okay,
so that's kind of his move, and Zelensky basically didn't care, and basically either didn't understand that or understood that that was, like, the part, and basically said, there's no guarantees, listen, at this point I just need more money. And Trump is like, enough with the money, you don't have the cards, okay, you don't have the cards. So it's either you leave right now with zero money and you lose eventually, your men are brave, but, like, I'm sorry, you're not gonna win, or we agree to this and you know, people stop dying, which is the goal, honestly. It's about peace.
Yeah, because Russia has, like, what, 10 times their population or some shit?
I don't even know. Russia's population is not that big. I don't know the numbers, but
let me search real quick.
They definitely have a lot more resources, a lot more finances. They got oil. They got a ton of shit.
Yeah, 144 million. Ukraine.
Ukraine's definitely not big. If Russia's got 144, Ukraine's got a lot less.
Oh, yeah. It's got 100 million less. Over 100 million less.
So they only got, like, 40 million?
37.
37.
38.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tough. I hate breaking it down mathematically like that, too.
Why, though?
As if, like, oh, you get down to, like, you know.
No disrespect to Ukraine, but, yeah, they're kind of, like, heavily outnumbered.
Yeah.
Like, heavy, bro. Heavy as fuck. That's like 1 to 5. 5 to 1, whatever.
Yep.
Math. Like, not to make it, like, a meme or whatever, but, like, genuinely, you need some insane strategy to, like, not lose that.
I mean, what are you gonna do? I don't know. You're not just gonna let another country...
Oh, no, definitely not. But, yeah, like, I'm saying, like, you should try to play ball with, like, another country like America that's going to, you know...
Absolutely. But I guess the thing with Zelensky is he's comfortable with just receiving more money. There's a rumor that when Zelensky came to New York, or maybe just Washington, I don't know, but his wife like left with $1 million more in jewelry.
Ow. What the fuck?
And it's like, where the fuck did that money come from? Like, how do you have $1 million to spend on jewelry in a weekend? It's a rumor.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's kind of like, listen, there's a lot of corruption going on in many countries.
Oh, 100%.
Definitely in former Soviet Second World countries. So, yeah, who knows, man? Our taxpayer money is just funding people to, like, overspend and just, you know. Trump is kind of looking at that going, like, dude, enough's enough.
Yeah, I got to keep the taxpayer money to help the taxpayers, I guess.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Anyway, enough politics, except for the fact that maybe let's mention this. Trump also added a gold card. Have you heard about this?
No.
Dude, you've heard about nothing. Granted, it's not.
I'm not even fucking American.
It's not your country. I get it. But still, it's just funny. So there's a green card, right? The gold card is you pay $5 million and you can become a citizen.
You're lying.
It's actually not a horrible idea, dude.
I guess.
It's introducing
wealthy
people into your country. Those who can afford it. If they can afford it, they might as well be citizens, you know? Like, only going to help our economy. Not to mention the fact that you're directly funding the nation, you know?
There has to be some sort of downside to this that I'm just not looking at. But, like...
But it's $5 million. I feel like that's enough of a deterrent. But also, like, yeah, I don't know.
Like, okay, here's the downside. Is this going to take away from others being able to come into the country that are less financially stable?
I don't think so. The green card thing, like, all of that is going to stay the same. It's introducing a new tier, a new way of becoming a citizen.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Only X amount of people are allowed into America per year, no? Like green cards. Or is that incorrect?
I have no idea. I would assume so, but I don't know. I don't think there's a set limit or set cap. I just think it's like a rate.
Okay.
You know?
Because I was going
like,
to say, yeah.
Oh, it just so happens that under this presidency, like, it kind of always changes, you know?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, okay, so imagine this year we let in 100 people. Like, obviously low amount, but we let in 100 people, right?
Yeah.
Next year, the criteria is going to be, like, for 3 years, let's say, the criteria is, like, whatever. X, you have to be X kind of person, smartness, money, whatever, age to come into the country. Next year, we let in 200 people, so, like, double what we did for the last 3 years. Then the criteria gets, like, smaller or, like, harder to get into the country, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think if these $5 million motherfuckers just start walking into this country... Do you think that the next year after that, it's going to be a slightly harder to get into the country? Not even that they'll cut out people, like an amount.
Maybe, but I don't think that's how it is in terms of overpopulation, though. I don't think...
Oh, okay. I actually don't know. Like, I actually have no fucking idea.
Like, I don't think America's overly populated. It's just specific cities. But, like, you can get a green card and just choose to live wherever you want.
Yeah,
if you want, go live in Montana or Nebraska and, like, there's no overpopulation, feel free. You know,
yeah.
But living in New York, where it's already a bunch of fucking immigrants coming here, plus the whole illegal immigrant situation under the Biden administration, mm-hmm. It's just fucked. Like that. It's same with Canada. The same situation's going on, where like housing goes up because there's not enough fucking homes for people.
Yeah.
The second someone leaves an apartment that was for 2,000. One guy's like, I'm ready to pay $3,000. Another guy's like, I'm ready to pay $3,500. And suddenly, boom, yeah. Everything's 4K now. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that's overpopulation. But that's in specific cities. Not to mention, it gets down to areas, like neighborhoods and shit, too. So who knows? But I don't think this is the biggest issue. Like, it's not going to affect...
Like, maybe I'm just tripping.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I guess we'll see longer term how that affects everything.
But is it already in effect? Like, people already...
I think so. Yeah, I think he added it. Sure. I don't know if it's already been purchased, but...
Oh, yeah. I wonder how many people are going to purchase it. Because, like, there's a lot of rich motherfuckers, but, like...
Yeah. I think in order to be able to buy it for $5 million, you have to have at least $50
million. What if you have $6
million? And you're just like, fuck it. It's almost, like, impossible because that's a very dumb move and most... Like, most dumb people are not millionaires like that unless they're just born into it.
That's a good point.
But that, I would assume it's very rare. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't drop $5 million on...
Me? Yeah, I would. Me,
no,
I would.
No, you would. No, you would not.
To get closer to Jack, fuck yeah. I'd have 5.1.
For some more
though,
bagels, bro. You know the vibes.
Bro, literally, hear me out. We got 5.1 in the account, right?
Yeah.
Drop 5. Spend like half of that 100,000, 50,000 on rent for like, how long would that last me? Like 2 years, 3 years, some shit? I don't know. Uh-huh. Whatever. And then I get another 50K to bool with Jack. Bagels on me.
Dude, you're smart, bro.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. This is the strap, bro. I need to get 5.1 mil.
Okay.
Bro, that's my exact goal. 5.1
mil. 5.1 mil. Let's get down to the, because I'm realizing how deep we're into this shit. But let's get one more update out of the way. Okay. Sure. Happy March 8th, International Women's Day, to our two lady listeners. That'll be tomorrow. So, you know, happy International Women's
Day.
We
have two? I can name one.
Who?
Glenta.
Okay, and then we also got your mother, right?
That's gotta be disrespectful. That's gotta be disrespectful, babe. That's gotta be fucking rude. That's gotta be fucking out of pocket, bro.
How is it out of pocket? I'm literally saying happy International Women's Day to your mother, bro.
Keep it to yourself, right? Don't worry about my mom, bro. Go say it to your mom, bro. Get the fuck out of my face, bro. Nah, podcast over.
All right. No, it's not over. We got jokes, guys. Before the jokes, I got one last update. This is like a current event in my neighborhood.
If I hear some other bullshit, bro.
I'm just saying, this barber got arrested for selling drugs, and I used to go there for years. Never knew this guy was a barber.
Okay.
I'm serious. Yeah? Never knew this guy was a barber, bro.
Shut the fuck up. I knew this wasn't an update.
you gotta let me say the joke at least, bro. You kept talking over me, bro.
Yeah, because fuck your last joke before that, bro. How many jokes are we actually into this at this point, bro? Did you just tell two jokes?
No, I only said one. Well, okay, the other one was like, you know, this kid's staying places.
Is it even International
Women's Day? International Women's Day, yeah, March 8th.
Okay, it actually is.
Come on, bro.
I don't know, I thought that might have been just a your mom setup.
A what now? Oh, like a joke to say your mother?
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. I thought that was just bait.
No. It's a real thing, bro.
Oh, it's a fucking what?
Your mom's a real thing, bro.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
That was fuckled. I'm not going.
Yeah, that was not great. That was not polite. It was impolite.
It was. Shut up. Yeah. All right, Jack. What's 3 squared?
Like 3 times 3 times 3.
Yeah, the 3 squared. Yeah.
Oh no, 3 squared is just 9.
Good boy.
That's your joke?
That's my joke.
Did you make that up?
Honestly, you need to give it. Yes, it was. You need to give it to me, honestly, after that one.
Give you what? Give it to you? What are you talking about, bro?
That was a whole lot of disrespect. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to start leaking our texts if you don't move on.
Okay. All right. Guys, I bought my friend a massive elephant for his room.
Okay.
This guy said, geez, thanks, man. I said, don't mention it.
Don't want to mention the elephant in the room. I like that.
Yeah.
I was a thinker. I'm not going.
That was a thinker.
Yo, did you hear the news about the new Walmart butter?
No, I did not.
Oh, you haven't? It spreads like crazy.
I'm just digressing. Did you know that I hated that? I hated that, bro. I don't like that. Did you know cannabis overdose can lead to constipation?
Really?
Yeah. Either shit or get off the pot, bro.
That's not bad.
I know. Thank you for the pity laugh.
Like, shut the fuck. All right. Where does the general put his armies?
That's
a good digression from the Ukraine thing. Yeah. You don't know where the general puts his armies?
Nope.
In his sleeveys.
Okay. In his sleeveys. What currency do British fish use?
Pound something. I don't know.
Do you remember what your first word for Wordle was? Your first guess?
Squirt pounds?
Nope. After that, you guessed the one that was 4 letters. Remember it was too short?
Quid pounds?
Okay.
Quids?
It's quid. That was your guess, right?
Quid, yeah, quid.
That's the British currency, quid. It's also pounds, but you could say quid. What about if it's a fish? What's the word we actually guessed? If it's for fish.
Squid.
There you go. That was supposed to be humor, guys.
What the fuck was that?
Dog, honestly, what? You know why I could have just said, what currency do British fish use? And then just said squid. It's dumb. But when we did Wordle before the podcast, you fully guessed quid. And then the first word we used was squid. Like,
that is true. Well, that's, I was like, crazy.
What the hell? Like, I prepped the joke before we did any of that. That's why I wanted you to maybe remember that. I thought that'd be cool.
That's kind
of
crazy. Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
And like, I didn't like do that. You did that, bro.
Yo, full circle.
Who would have thunk, bro?
Bro, Steven didn't even thunk. That hurt. Straight up. All
right. Guys, podcast, topics of the week. Check out the Discord server.
Real quick before that, you were being mad disrespectful laughing at me, bro. I want an apology.
You want an apology?
Yeah.
When did I laugh at you? For what exactly?
This is Steven's International Day. I'm sorry, digress.
It's been a lot of International Steven Days, by the way.
Are there actually? There's been a couple of them.
We've done like full, like we've even dedicated seasons to you, bro.
Yeah, isn't this whole season dedicated to
you? Yes, dude. This is Steven. Honestly, yeah, season of the Steven, bro.
How am I catching it the most this season, Loki?
Because it's your season.
I don't want it to be my season no more.
There's no number that rhymes with Jack, so like, or is even close to Jack.
That's a good point.
So it's just always Jack.
There's got to be some equality issues going on here.
Guys, check out the Discord server and leave your suggestions for what we talk about in this section of the podcast, which is, what's the server?
Hashtag for the fam.
Yes, sir. This first one comes from Planto Glanto, where she said, if you could have your name in place of any inventor in history, what invention would you want to claim?
I'm a bad person as to where my first thought went, so please go ahead before me.
I was just going to say, I got logic to this. You know, the question basically is, how famous do you want to be? And then B, do you want to be famous for something you personally enjoy? Right? Because you could go for the most famous invention, but then that's your legacy, is just, you know, that. Like, I don't give a fuck about light bulbs, but I could be Thomas Edison, just be like,
Do I also get, like, the money from it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just purely legacy. Like, you know.
Oh, just think you're cool for making it?
Yeah.
Wait, but I'm not that...
Like, let's just say something cool comes out this year, and you're the one responsible. What do people in 2200 think of you? You know? Like, you lived your life. It's good. Whatever. You know.
So it's solely for clout.
It's solely for just clout of, like, your legacy.
How does that work, though? If you choose, like, something like... Yeah, let's say the light bulb. Like, people are going to be like, oh my god, Jack invented it, but like, yo, Jack's 20 fucking 4. How did he invent that shit?
Exactly, bro. Think of all these people that are, you know. Well, no, what I'm saying is that your name is tied with it. Tied to it.
Oh, it's people in the future.
You're really overcomplicating this now, dude. You're saying that like, you're still alive for this?
Yeah, like, let's say right now you're saying like, the light bulb.
Yeah, it just assumes that I'm dead.
Oh. All right.
I'm just pretending that I'm Thomas Edison. That Thomas Edison, the way we know that name, is not just a random farmer from that decade, that century,
Jack.
But it was Jack, bro. It was him, dude.
Oh, cool.
You know? Do you want to be known for that? People are just like, light bulb? Edison. You know, maybe now they think light bulb? Steven. But do you care? Do you want to be known as light bulb guy? Maybe you want to be known as Lamborghini guy or Ferrari guy. Maybe you want to be known as the guy who made the bomb. That's my other logical point is, do you want to be Oppenheimer? I don't think so.
That's a good point. Yeah, I went to an even worse place than that, but yeah, that's a bad one.
What did you think?
I'm not saying that.
Inventor of fleshlight? Like, what could you possibly have come up
with? That was actually, I swear to God, that was my first thought. on my mom, that was my first thought.
Bro, don't bring your mom into this, dude.
Like, you already did.
That's gotta be the dumbest thing. I said that as like the dumbest thing I could come up with. And you're saying I guessed it?
Yeah. Swear to God.
That's ridiculous, bro.
That's not the bad one that I didn't want to say, but that's like the funny one.
Downright pathetic, bro.
I got a worse one. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it, dude.
I'll text it to you.
Oh, God. So I'm not allowed to vocalize this?
You can if you think it's appropriate.
Why do you have to text it? We have Discord open right in front of us, bro.
I don't want to lean over and use my keyboard.
Okay. So listen, I would say, let's see what you texted. All right, this is a little crazy. It's a little radical. I don't know why you'd want to be known as this.
No, I'm saying that's something I don't want to be known for. Okay. I didn't say that I want to. I'm saying I don't want to be.
Okay, so you're just a fucked up human being.
You said bad thing. I thought bad thing. How was that my fault? Bro, how am I the
I never said bad thing. When did I say bad thing?
We started talking about bad thing. You said the bomb and shit.
Well, yeah, I said that. Let's start by saying that's what you don't want to be known as.
And the one I said is debatably worse. Actually, no, it's probably...
So then you can mention it.
I don't... Can I?
Yes, why not?
Well, you can say it. It's okay. I'll let you...
Steven texted me mustard gas.
I don't want to be known for that. That'd be fucked up.
Great. You're a good human being for... You didn't have to keep that info secret.
I don't know if I should be mentioning that on the podcast. And should
bro, been. We've talked about worse than mustard gas, bro.
That's a good point.
Literally, it's like the dumbest thing ever. I remember one time... The ketchup bottle was perfect, and then the mustard one was just straight gas. Like, it was just bubbled. Like, it was... I think it was all stuck upside down, you know? Wait, that is that what you're... You're not talking about that?
It brings a tear to my...
Listen, I like hockey and can choose to be an inventor of hockey, but no one knows who the inventor of hockey is.
Fuck you. I'm going to be the inventor of CSGO.
Okay. So, like, Gooseman, you get a call out on Dust 2 called Goose because of you?
I am Gaben.
I know. Are you sure you do?
Yeah, he's Steam.
All right, so what's your locked-in answer, Steven?
Fuck it. We're going to say milkshakes. What? Why are you laughing at that? Suck my dick.
Who created the milkshake? Who invented it?
I take it back. Yeah, that's a bad answer.
So no one's going to know who you are then?
Nah, but like if you search it up. Yo, fuck you, man. What's your answer, bitch?
I don't know. Probably either Graham Bell or Thomas Edison, because those are names that people know.
Hey, fuck you. I take it back, bro. I'm going to make Counter-Strike. We'll have a nice little fucking Steven fucking corner in Counter-Strike.
Steven corner in Counter-Strike. All
right, where's my favorite place to play? Yo, right? Close to Arches. We're gonna make that Steven.
That's crazy.
That's Steven corner.
Alrighty. Alright, next topic. It's coming from Brandon. Brandon gave us 3 this week, so we got
Shout out Brandon, bro.
Shout fucking out Brandon, bro. Alright.
Big shout out.
If your life had to have a theme song, what would yours be and why? Earthquake?
Why?
I don't know, I'm just thinking of like answers
for you.
You
mean the song or an... the song or an earthquake?
Earthquake by, Tyler the Creator, bro. E-A-R-F quake.
You make my earthquake.
You make my earthquake.
Wait, that's my song, theme song or yours?
That's for you.
Why?
It just fits you.
How?
You're thinking too deep.
Why am I offended? Bro, you're not thinking deep enough, bro.
Perhaps Mo Bamba or Sicko Mode.
Yeah, I can fuck with Sicko Mode. I'll take Sicko Mode. What are you gonna take? You're gonna take some lame shit.
Dude, listen, I thought for a while, and I thought maybe Love on the Line by Barclay James Harvest, a song no one knows, no one fucking knows what this song is. But it's light, bumpy, it's what I used to play with my dad as a kid, and awesome. To me, every time I listen to the song, it speaks to my soul, and if I had to pick a theme song, that would be it. But here's the thing. Every day is like a new episode, and every episode in my story has a different theme song. I'll be honest, I can't pick one for my whole life. So
okay, so I'm gonna just hit it with the Spotify shuffle.
Facts, bro. Facts.
That has to be cheating, though. Nah, I'm gonna choose. What could I choose? I need something hype. No, I
like. I really like the song. City of Gods.
Yeah, I was bumping that today.
Yeah. New York City represent. City of gods. No city is like you.
You in New York. I like the Lazy song, because that encompasses what I like doing. Fucking sitting there, hand in my pants and shit. You know the vibes.
Yeah.
Don't really like Bruno Mars, but I could fuck with that song.
Is that the... Today I don't feel like doing actually, anything.
I could fuck with some Bruno Mars. Yeah.
This is that I go, Michelle.
Yeah, that one, I'm not fucking with that one. See, like, it's not that I don't like them, but like, there's a couple of songs that I really like.
Funky though.
Yeah, no, 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 I fucking hate that shit.
What about, 'cause I can catch a grenade for you.
Overplayed as fucking dick. You ever heard the Bad Meets Evil one? Was it Skyfall Lighters?
I'm not sure. If you sing it, sing it. Come on now.
It's with the Eminem. I'm not singing that shit. I can't remember the fucking words.
Well, I recognize it unless you sing it, so.
You know, no, okay, you know what? Fuck you. You don't get it.
All right, then we digress. If you can witness any historical event, which event would you choose? Another one from Brandon.
Historical event. I like to see when the first plane went off. I want to see how like fucking wobbly that shit is.
There's probably video of that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's
good. That's what you want to go back to?
Yo, fuck you, man. What's your fucking good fucking...
I don't know. Jesus rising from the dead?
Yeah, I take it back.
Perhaps the formation of different continents, aka the separation of Pangaea.
I was actually thinking about that as soon as you said
that.
Oh, yeah,
you got to planes?
I want to see
when they
Apple.
Made the first iPhone, bro. Like, this is fucking documentaries, just, bro. Like,
now, hear me out. I could fuck with building a snowman during the Ice Age.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not really a historical event, but like...
Make some snow cones.
Sure.
Was the Ice Age not historical?
Yeah, I guess it was. It's a period of time. It's not really a specific event.
I'm going to pull up halfway through before shit starts melting. You know the vibes.
It's an occurrence.
Yeah, I'm going to go real quick, make a snow angel, make a fucking thing. I'll bring you with me. We'll have like a snowball fight. It'll be chill. Have some snow cones after, bro. We'll come back, bro.
All right, respect. Respects.
You win the snowball fight, I might have to leave you there. I'm not going to lie.
Well.
I'll leave you a blanket, though.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll just
have some peace and fucking quiet, bro. I'll do a solo podcast.
Damn.
Nah, save it for the podcast, Steven. So.
That's how he's feeling, bro. It's currently the podcast. Literally could not be more of the podcast right now. We're dead middle in the podcast, bro.
Straight up. Actually, probably not in the middle yet, but we'll see. Steven, another one from Brandon. Last one from Brandon. Sweet or savory? I think I know your answer. You want to guess each other's?
Yeah, sure.
I guess for you is savory.
Yeah, yours is savory.
Yeah. All right, we're both savory, man.
Yeah. Why sound it like that?
I don't know. Sweets are dope. But I can live without them. You know, I crave savory, and sometimes I want sweets, but I crave savory. That's the thing.
I just crave everything. I'm not going to lie to you.
Absolutely. I mean, dude, it's kind of cap to say I don't crave sweets. Like, fucking post-food, I'm just like, dude, I want something sweet, like, for sure. But, like, if I don't know. I'm kind of like pushing it to an extreme. I have to picture myself living with either just sweets or just savory, and I gotta go savory, you know?
Yeah. I'd say, honestly, not that long ago, my answer would have been the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. But maybe like 2 years ago.
For me, it changes too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I can see that.
Like, sometimes I'll just be like, yo, I don't really, like, I'm sick of all the same
shit. I'll be whatever. I'll just eat whatever, and then, you know, I want that nice fucking ice cream or some shit.
Exactly, bro.
I could fuck with that, too. But I say overall for me, no, it's more savory than sweet.
I agree. Alrighty, let's digress to a topic of mine. Damn, I got a lot of shit today. We'll breeze through it quickly. Woolly Mouse. So you remember how we talked about Woolly Mammoth making that comeback in the 2025 update?
Oh, so they're, like, getting a 2025 update?
You don't remember this? We talked about this in the podcast, December,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So they already tested it with DNA onto mice, and they actually look really cute. They're on track to make a woolly mammoth by 2028, fusing elephant with edited DNA to include mammoth genes. And basically, the woolly mouse is genetically engineered to be, so they could like test their traits. So they're seeing like their rate of hair growth, texture of the hair, like the type of whiskers they have, all that shit. And like, you could tell that it's mixed with mammoth DNA because they have like mammoth hair.
Yeah.
You know, but they're mice. It's kind of interesting. And the purpose is basically, according to this article, is to use genetics in order to build biodiversity in a way in which evolution can't keep up. So, they say it's necessary to intervene because we're going to lose up to 50% of our biodiversity by 2050. So we need to reintroduce woolly mammoths because evolution is just not able to keep up. What exactly woolly mammoths provide to our biodiversity, I'm not sure, but it could be a lot of different things. It could be like the food chain. It could be the fucking amount of carbon dioxide. Like fucking who knows, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're on track, and we'll keep you guys updated week to week in regards to whether or not we get woolly mammoths. 2020 is going to be what, season 10?
Is that just a new fucking section of our podcast? Yo, are woolly mammoths real or not?
Woolly mammoth update. Not in yet, but we're patiently waiting.
For the 13th podcast in a row, these bitches ain't here.
Yeah.
Check back next week, maybe.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, my eye bad, bro. That's
speaking of the update coming out. You know that, remember Cache on CS, the map?
Yeah.
They remade it. FM Pwn, the creator, it's now in CS2.
Oh, dope.
It's not official yet. But it's on the workshop. The only thing is, he doesn't really want to sell it to Valve, and I think Valve may not implement it officially into the game if they don't have the rights to it. So that's kind of like the only thing.
We need cash.
But we need it. Yeah, it's pretty fun. All right, let's do some fun facts, Steven.
Joe.
Fun fact number one: Chuck E. Cheese is an orphan who doesn't remember what his birthday is, so he celebrates other people's birthdays to fill the terrible, painful void of his abandonment.
Jesus fucking Christ. That is sad as shit.
That's the origin story, though.
What the fuck? This is supposed to be a happy place where I celebrated, like, a birthday when I was a kid. Probably not, but, like, the other people's.
Now you know
me
the
and
truth.
Chucky, yo, me and Chucky ain't so different at that point.
Come on now, bro.
I'm sorry.
All right, fun fact number two. Leaves and trees are highly reflective of infrared light.
Wait, no, that's not a fun fact. What the fuck? It's a sad-ass fact, bro. Sorry, continue.
Bro's still on Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm sorry.
It's a mediocre fact.
That's a fucking depression fact, all right?
Okay,
bro, I feel bad, bro. I'm gonna go give him a hug real quick next time I'm there.
Okay, two of these might be depression facts. Listen, leaves and trees are highly reflective of infrared light. That's why it's so much cooler under a tree. Infrared photos make trees look bright white, showing that they're actually reflecting a lot of light. And if you touch an object in the sun, like you throw a phone out in the sun, you touch that, you're at the beach, you go to grab your phone is scalding hot. You touch a leaf, it's not even fucking warm.
Oh.
They reflect that light.
Yo, what if at the beach, if you want to just like take a nap, you just put a fuckload of leaves on yourself.
Yeah.
Or make like a blanket of leaves, like thread them.
And then put a microscope on it, dude.
No.
You'd go crazy though, bro.
Yeah, with third degree burns.
Well, you know, maybe that's
the goal. No, you don't know, bro. You don't know.
You don't know. All right, last fun fact: the last wild cow died in 1627.
All right, I found out which one was the sad fact.
Yeah.
Fucking wild cow. Oh, you mean like how do you know it's the last one though?
What do you mean? How do I know it's the last one?
There could be like eight of them in Montana.
I only had three fun facts. That was the third one.
No, what I'm saying is, Well, I'm saying, what if there's like a wild like three cows in Montana just like living it up and shit?
I mean, they're not paying their taxes, so at the very least, they're illegal immigrants.
No, they're born there, not immigrants, just illegal. Just illegal, doing illegal things.
Listen, I don't know, I took this from Reddit, so...
Yeah, Reddit's full of cap.
It's really accurate, actually. It's surprisingly, shockingly accurate.
Yeah, my dick
it's like better than IA or AI or whatever you call it.
Did you just call it I?
IA.
Oh, I heard just the I, and I was just I.
It's better than intelligence or artificial intelligence. All right. Dude icks, that's my next topic. Objectively speaking, what are some icks that make dudes like not cool?
I feel like these are gonna get me canceled. I'm not saying any of them.
No, come on. I think we can make fun of
you.
Dudes
go for it. Oh, of dudes.
Of dudes. Dude icks.
I think meant icks that
make dudes not cool.
Okay, I like this. Okay, you.
This came to mind in the shower. I probably was thinking of myself, and I'm like, dude, I'm a walking ick or something probably, and then I just.
Like, I gotta look in the mirror.
About, like,
sometimes.
Yo, let's fucking talk about this on the podcast. Like, for instance, is beatboxing an ick?
Yes. Unless you're insanely good.
I'm just like, I do this with your friends, but like to go
breakdancing.
Breakdancing? I don't know. I think breakdancing is sometimes cool.
And what I'm saying is,
I didn't include really, dancing really and singing, because that's the thing, is like, dancing is cringe if you're like a sixth grader going to dance class.
Yeah.
But if you're a dancer and you got
that's
the
what I'm
balls,
saying, unless you're like really good.
If you got the balls to be able to actually dance, then I don't know.
A good point.
I think even being really good at beatboxing is still just like, it's not that it's unimpressive, it's just like that this is what you're like doing with your time, you know? Like, oh, you mastered beatboxing. I see. All right.
Yeah, I can
no disrespect to anyone who beatboxes, but like,
shout out to beatboxers.
You know, I feel like if you master dancing, it's like, okay, well, you can pull chicks. Oh, you look confident. You know,
at a wedding.
You committed to something. Oh yeah, at a wedding, you're like, you're the light of the party. You know what's the saying?
Yeah,
you're
exactly. The life of the party.
Life of the party. You know, like, what did I say? What the fuck did I say?
Yeah, you said light of the party. What was that?
Light of the party, dude. I don't know what I'm thinking.
It's yeah, you're tweaking.
Almost 2 a.m., guys. Here's another one that I wrote down. Cosplay. That one's a little cringe.
I don't know. I feel like if you go too heavy into it.
But like...
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean...
I feel like... Like, imagine you're going to like a Comic-Con or some shit. I feel like you could dress up a little bit.
I don't know. To me, that's just like... Like, what do you dress up as? Pokemon? Like...
Okay, imagine someone in a full fucking, like, Halo costume. You saying that's cringe?
Yeah.
Like a nice one. Okay, man. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, to me it is. To me, it's like, okay.
Okay, let me re-ask you this. Have you ever gone to, like, Fan Expo, Comic-Con, any of that shit?
I've been to some of them.
Oh. Okay.
Not, like, on my own accord.
I think I know what you're
buying tickets. Okay.
So I have, and I think it's cool when people do, like... Like, as long as they're not cringy about it, you know what I mean? Then again, I guess all of it's cringe for you. I don't know, like I don't know. See someone in, like...
I appreciate the passion, but to me, it's like... I don't know. Dressing up in this, like, you own this? You own a full Halo costume?
I think it's kind of cool.
I don't know, to me, it's like...
He's not wearing it all the time,
I'm overstepping like, into, like, maybe obsession or something, you know? Like, it feels a little
What if
strange.
You just have, like... What if you're just a wealthy person with just excessive money? You know what I mean?
I mean, who gives a shit? Like, I'm sure you don't care. You're that wealthy, you don't give a shit. But to me, you're still cringe.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it, I guess. I guess different levels of cringe. I think I got the best one. Furry.
Okay.
Being a furry.
It's kind of... That falls into cosplay for me.
Yeah, but that's where I'm drawing the line. Like, if you just have, like, a cool Master Chief, like... thing, I'd be like, oh, that's sick.
I guess you're just going for that extreme of cosplay. I'm kind of including all of cosplay, which includes that shit. Like, if you're over the age of 18, wearing costumes that are, like, anything beyond intentionally unserious,
okay.
it's a little cringe. The only intentionally unserious thing I can think of is, like, a dumb, like, horrible Halloween costume.
Yeah.
As, like, a joke. Other than that, if you're playing dress up, it's a little much now. Especially
wait, what
as,
if
a
you're
dude,
going to-
as a girl, a little bit of a different conversation. Want to dress up as a princess?
Castle.
All right, cool. I don't know. I'm just speaking my mind, bro. If a dude is like, "Yo, I wanna look like a fucking Pokeball," I'm like, "Buddy, go run
into a
wall."
This guy has to be adding me on that shit. I mean, I've never actually done that, but like, I just you
I've
know,
seen Pokeball. The pics, dude. Stop capping, bro.
I actually did dress up as a Pikachu for, like, fourth grade. My grandma made it.
As a
like,
kid,
like,
it's
scratch.
Different, though.
Oh, yeah. Wait, question, though.
Yeah.
What if you're going to a Halloween party, would you not dress up?
Well, that's what I'm saying, like, an intentionally bad costume.
So what if you
I'd
just
wear,
to be, like
a turtleneck and round sunglasses and be like, "Yo, I'm Salt Bae." And they're just like, "You look barely like him." And I'm like, "Oh, cool." Like, people call
you know
and be like, "Are you supposed to be Steve Jobs?" I'm like, "Nope, Salt Bae." And they're like, "Cool, nice, great job." And I'd be like, "Thanks." And that's, like, intentionally bad. Like, that's the passing limit. If I'm, like, scarily accurate to Steve Jobs and I show up with the exact pants and I get the white New Balances, it's like, dude, get something better to do, bro. You spent, like, 3 days buying this costume and, like, researching, bro? Get the fuck out of here.
Ooh, Jack is greasing mans on Halloween.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay, that's... Now I need you to rate
my... You know another cringe thing is? Another ick? Okay. Any involvement with crayons.
What if you're an artist?
I don't know. Just don't use crayons.
Real artist bleh.
Paint and colored artist? Pencils.
Brother,
why
artist.
Would an artist ever need crayons?
Because maybe you have a full range of shit to do. I don't fucking know. Like, I don't do art. I don't fucking
99.62% of artists never use crayons.
Yeah, okay.
I'm serious.
Fuck 99%.
Crayons.
I'm
going to
round it down. 99%?
0.62%.
If you said... Suck my entire 6'2". What I'm saying is like...
I thought you were 5'11", bro.
5'10". Two separate measurements. Oh, no, wait. That makes me look like I'm lying. What I'm saying is... Well, I am. But, you know how, like, Angelo says it and he's a 6'4"? Because then it makes it funny because, you know, 4-inch, you know?
Yep.
And it's funny.
For you, it just doesn't work.
But, yeah. Then it just looks like I'm, like, just trying to, like, suck myself off, you know?
Yeah.
I want to make it a I wish I was, like, 5'1", so I could say that joke. Well, I mean, no. I definitely wish I was 6'1", but, you know, you get the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. What else? What was I going to say? Fucking... I need you to rate my costume that I've been at least three times, if not, I'm pretty sure it's 4 times since I've turned 18. So I don't remember last time I bought a Halloween costume. Probably genuinely like grade 9. But fucking, I on multiple occasions have been just a SoundCloud rapper, and I will either steal my sister's fucking makeup or buy like a $1 thing from the dollar store of like face paint, or not even face paint, like a face crayon. And I guess that's already cringy, but I'll literally just buy
crayons in 2024, bro.
Straight up, the cheapest thing I can get, like that will go on my face and stay on my face, and I'll literally just draw a couple of tattoos.
I mean, I don't know. It's bordering, but like, it's okay. It's passable.
Cause my friends, like some of them, actually really like to dress up and shit, and I'm a pretty fucking low effort person for when it comes to Halloween.
It's the amount of effort. That's what it is.
Yeah, very low.
The fact
effort,
that you're like, low effort is like. Yeah, you know, I'm going with the flow. If someone's like, oh, I need to like make sure I nail this, it's like, all right, dude. Fucking.
Yo, Jack's actually greasing most of my friend group. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm sorry. This is all controversial.
No. Come to Canada and run up, bro.
Tell them to pull up, bro. I'll treat them to bagels and then I'll apologize in person.
No, you won't, because you'll stand on what you're
I'm
saying right
stand
now.
Stand on business, that's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna hand them the bagel and just be like, by the way, you're cringe as fuck.
Facts. All right, let's digress here. Quote of the day, guys. This one is like, I didn't even find this anywhere. I just thought of this. Someone wrote, quote unquote, I'm allergic to water because every time I drink, I can't breathe.
Dumb.
No one wrote that. I wrote that, but I'm gonna pretend like someone wrote that. There's your quote, guys. No meaning behind it. Nah, fuck that.
Oh, okay. No?
Do you have analysis? I don't.
Bro, a man like me always analyzes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sure, bud.
So, I heard you laugh under your breath. Fucking asshole.
I'm all ears.
You can analyze shit, bro.
I'm all ears, bro. Come on, pull out the crayons, dude.
Yo, start analyzing. This guy's getting super disrespectful with this. So, this guy thinks because he's so focused on one category of his life, drinking, i.e. drinking, that he can't focus on other parts of his life, i.e. breathing. So you really need to balance out everything that you need in life. You need the drinking, you need the drinking the water, you need the breathing. But what you need to do is realize that sometimes you can't do everything at the same time.
Yo, that's smart right there. It's actually
yo,
good.
I'm not gonna lie.
Can't
yo,
do everything at the same time. Yo, you're going, you're staying places, bro.
You're
good job. I did dap you up while saying that, bro. I said that right in your ear, bro. Standing on business. All right.
Goddamn, bro. This guy's Mr. Stand on Business.
Guys, story time. Alrighty. We each tell two stories. Could be one true, one false, both true, or both false. Who shall begin?
Fuck you. I'm beginning. Right?
Okay.
I lied. You go first. I felt bad. No, that was rude.
That doesn't matter.
That was rude.
Okay, fine. I'll go. Story number one, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
A few days ago, I was at a shoot. And a few hours in, I went to the bathroom, quick piss, back to shooting. Later, when I got home, I realized my fly was open the whole fucking time. I can only assume it was since the bathroom. But,
yeah,
like, we're talking hours.
Wait, sorry, at what point did you walk in? Like, halfway through?
It was, like, a few hours in. And let's assume it was, like, 8 to 10 hours. What are you asking?
About the halfway point.
Yeah, like, just before, but sure, it was, like, a good amount of time. Like, it wasn't, like, 20 minutes before leaving. It was, like...
Maximum halfway through. Minimum, like, a quarter of the way through.
Yeah. Oof. And that's my assumption, too. For all, I mean, like,
yeah, it could have happened like
an happened after, maybe in a car, but like the worst fear is
best case scenario, or not best case, most accurate scenario is that it happened in the washroom.
Yeah,
that's, and nobody said anything. Nobody
told me fucking shit.
And you figured out yourself later. Like,
I figured out while fucking taking my clothes off.
Oh, heavy.
Like, I'm fully in my room at home.
Yeah, that's heavy. I'm gonna say false. A man like Jack doesn't get caught lacking like that.
I hope you're right. Story number two.
Nah, that was so bait.
What? How's that bait?
False as fuck. False. Next. Well, I mean, I already said false, but yeah. Double false.
Man, I wish, man.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Story number two, Steven.
Keep yapping.
Yesterday, I went to a bar with the guys. Okay. It's a bar we frequent pretty often. We showed up and saw that they're on the TV, they had karaoke up. No one was singing, so we were like, okay, it's all good. You know, they might do karaoke later. A few hours later, yeah, sure enough, they started doing karaoke. And, like, there was, like, we couldn't maintain conversations anymore. It was just, that's what this is all going on now, and so that's what it has to be. Okay. And I was basically forced to go up and sing. I really didn't want to, but eventually I did, because I was
being pressured. What
did you say? So I sang Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen, if you're familiar with the song. It's an Elvis. This thing. It's like an impression of Elvis. And I did it. I mean, I didn't do the full song. I only did the first verse, but...
If that's true, I'm gonna need a fucking video, which you conveniently don't have. Two... cap as fuck, because on that list of things that a guy icks, I guarantee you that is on it for Jack. He just forgot to bring that up earlier.
Really? Yeah. I respect singers. I don't know.
Yeah, but you... No, I'm calling cap.
Okay.
Double false today.
Double false. Wow.
Yeah, I really hope the second one's true, but I'm calling false.
All right. Story number one, Steven. Yeah, it was false as shit. Did not happen. Never gonna catch me lacking like that, bro. What you kidding?
This guy doesn't get. Fuck you talking about.
You don't think I surround myself around kind-hearted people that would tell me that type of shit, man? Come on now.
I was gonna say you just don't get caught lacking like that.
That too, as well. Yeah, I'm just like that. I'm a winner in all fronts. You know, on all fronts. Bro. Yeah, story number two, though, Steven. Also false. I contemplated it, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because, bro, it wasn't that many people. It was just us. It was, like, four of us. And then it was about the same amount of people as well, plus, like, the two girls at the bar. Like, the bartenders, I guess you'd say. That was it. So it was, like, maximum 10 people in this place. I was not uncomfortable. I just, like, I'm not a singer. So, like, if I were to do it, it's, like, I don't know. The only way I would have done it is if, like, I was pressured. Not by willingly choosing to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, those are my two stories.
All right. I like that. Time for my stories. All right. Story number one happened almost a week ago. Well, actually, when this came out. No. Still, whatever. Saturday. So when this podcast comes out, 6 days before, some shit like that, whatever. Saturday night, it was my boy's birthday. So we went to the bar. And I had this girl come up to me and a couple of my friends and ask us separately if we were alcoholics. Straight up.
Separately, well, like at different times?
Yeah, very close together, but different times, technically.
Okay.
Do you want me to, like, elaborate more?
Yeah, sure.
So,
waiting for a question.
Yeah, I don't know how... You give so many, like, 30 seconds, quick story times, I'm getting confused, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, basically I was driving, so, you know, I can't really drink alk like that, you know what I'm saying? Non-driving Steven would drink OD alk, but, you know, driving Steven's got to limit it to, like, one max, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, basically I like, bought the birthday guy some drinks, bought some for whatever my friends, and, like, one for myself. Didn't want it halfway through, so I was like, yo, fuck it, I'm not even supposed to, like, really drink that much anyway. Tried to give it to my boy. And after he walked away with it, some, like, girl came up to me and she's like, oh, is it because you have a drinking problem? And I was just like, what the fuck? So I walked away. And then, like, later when he came to give me back the rest of the drink, she asked him if he had a drinking problem.
Damn.
And we just laughed. The end.
Okay. I mean, I believe it. I believe it. You have the face of someone who would have a drinking problem, so I just sort of
brother assume. In Christ, what?
Sorry. No, that's not true. I don't think.
I don't... bro, no, this guy said, I don't think, which means it's still good. Okay, fuck you.
I mean, listen, life is 50-50.
Just true, you know? True or false.
I mean, they're right or wrong.
That's...
I'm leaning true what? Here. I'm leaning true. I suspect something like
any
this
other questions
is a common occurrence for you.
Nah, that's fucking rude. That's... There's no just, other way to look at it than disrespect.
I'm just making myself laugh at this point.
He's patting himself on the back.
And listen,
shit,
it's your fucking story, bro. I'm saying
anything
true.
Else?
That's the thing. If they came up to you and went like, hey, are you single? And that was your story, I'd be like, nah, it's kept.
Nah, fuck you, that... Well, this guy won't stop the disrespect, bro. This guy actually can't stop being fucking rude.
I'm going true. I locked it for sure.
Girlfriend. Why are you so mean? Oh my god.
Come on now, story two.
Oh, right, right. I forgot I was supposed to digress, bro. This guy's throwing me off, bro. This guy's rude, bro. This guy's a fucking asshole, bro. Goddamn. Alright, so, story two. I should have started with this because it kind of digresses off of your story about peeing and shit.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot that I talked about peeing. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, like the zipper story.
Yeah.
Okay, so kind of the same, not really in the fucking slightest. The other day I was at the mall with my girl. And my girl, who's very real, by the way.
I believe you. I never questioned that.
I don't know. Your last statement made me think that you think it's cap. But, yeah, so I was at the mall with my girl, and I play, obviously, like, OD Pokemon and shit, like, on my phone. So I was playing Pokemon Go, and I, like, told her, yo, I'm gonna go take a piss real quick. So I was walking to the washroom, not paying attention, because, you know, I'm locked the fuck into catching the mall. And I fully walked into the woman's bathroom, and I, like, was walking to a stall, like, you know, kind of just peripheral vision type shit. Oof. Until a lady was like, what are you doing? Get the fuck out. And I looked up, I was like, holy shit, I'm sorry, and then just, like, ran out.
Okay. And where'd you say this was?
Mall. I don't know if you want me to, like, dox the mall.
No, no, it's
you probably wouldn't. It's you probably wouldn't even know the mall.
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning false here with the... I don't know. I feel like maybe this happened to one of your friends or something.
That also play Pokemon?
I don't know.
No one plays Pokemon like I play Pokemon.
I'm just saying the actual, like, main beef
of
the
story. Yeah. I caught them all.
I don't know. I feel like if that happened here in New York, I feel like I'd walk in by accident and a lady would be like, hello there, sir. And I'd be like, oh my, I'm very sorry. You know, it wouldn't be like, what the fuck are you doing here? Get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't know. I don't, like, it would be like a joke where a lady would be like, you look lost, bud. And I'm like, sorry. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting like an inkling of it being false. So I'm going to say false.
Okay. So you're saying story one, true, story
true,
two, false?
True and then false. Correct.
Locked in?
Locked in.
W plays. Let's this guy's go. Actually locked in, bro.
Let's go.
So yeah, story one was true. And then funny enough, as like, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of fucked up. But we all kind of just like, because I told them the story of the first part happening and she like walked up to me and asked if I was an alcoholic. If I had a drinking problem specifically is what she said. Like we were laughing at that. And then she actually walked up as like Andrew was the one who was handing me the beer back. And he's like, yo, this tastes like shit. Like you just downed the rest. And I was like, I bet. And then she literally like burst into like our three men. And she was like, oh, do you have a drinking problem? And then, bro, we couldn't stop it, bro. We all just laughed in her face. And as she was walking away, one of our other boys walked up because he heard, like, and he saw what was going on. And he's like, I got a drinking problem. Started just chugging his shit.
Damn.
W. But yeah, that was crazy. That was so weird, bro. Literally didn't talk to her. Like, bro, no idea who this woman is. Didn't talk to her beforehand. Didn't talk to her after the fact.
It's called Riz, bro.
Yeah, that's what one of the guys was saying. He's like... He's like, yo, what if she was actually trying to hit on you guys? And I was like, bro, what if she want to be, like, the shoulder for us to crown? like, what the fuck was that? So fucking weird. What a weird intro.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was weird.
Okay,
anyway,
that's good.
Funny, though. But, yeah, story two, also false. I walked all the way up to the door and pushed the door open and started, like, to walk into the washroom. And like that's when I just, I don't know why, I guess I locked in and just like looked up and realized, I was like, yo, this is the wrong door.
Yeah.
But like I fully got like into the bathroom and then I was like, oh wait, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, I remember one time I didn't even like, I was just going into the direction, but I was like maybe 5 feet away. Like I was very close to the door. And I guess it was already half open because I didn't see the sign on it. And then right as I walk up, I'm like 5 feet away, I see a woman walk out and like three girls looking at like the mirror, like by the sinks. And I'm just like, holy shit, I did a fucking 180. I'm like, wrong way. Whoopsie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't fully in. I was just like, oh shit, you know. But
you guys have in New York now like genderless bathrooms or all gender? Whatever,
yeah,
they're
of course. Not like in every place, but
yeah, it's pretty rare for me. But there's like one mall that has like a bunch. Weirdly enough, this mall actually has both like gendered and non-gendered, depending on which part of the mall you're in for some reason. So I went to the first bathroom like earlier in the day, and I took a piss, and then had lunch, whatever, walked around with my girl and shit, and then went to the second bathroom, and actually like I was not paying attention at all on my phone, and then walked into it, but it was like an all-gender bathroom, so it was like, you know, only one. And I walked in the bathroom, saw it, like, looked up, saw a lady, and I was like, holy shit, my bad. Walked out. And then, like, she was kind of I don't know if she said anything or didn't even realize what I was doing or if I was talking to her or whatever. And then, like, I walked out and looked at the door, and I was like, oh, shit, I am supposed to be in here. And then, like, I just, like, walked back in awkwardly and just, like, you know, looked down at the floor and shit.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. The whole concept.
There was one time when I was a kid, I walked into the bathroom at Von Mills, and it was the woman's bathroom, but I did it by accident. So then, like, I was taking a shit, and then I fully realized, because, like, two women walked in, I was like, holy shit, like, I'm in the like a woman's bathroom. I gotta wait, and I had to wait, like, 15, 20 minutes for there to be no one in the washroom, and I just ran out.
I was like, you got a lot of fucking bathroom stories, bro.
Why do I have so many bathroom stories?
You're locked in like that, bro.
I just love pissing.
Okay. All right. We're transitioning now.
What's wrong with pissing?
There's nothing wrong with pissing. It's just vocalizing and sharing all that stuff while, you know, the world's got bigger problems.
I mean, we've talked about a lot this podcast. I'm not gonna lie.
That's true. Might as well sum it all up with pisses.
Not gonna lie.
All right, guys. Trivia questions.
Shall we? But you start. Yeah, you go first, right?
I'll go first. Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Guys.
Steven.
How many countries are between Norway and South Korea?
Seven. That's an interesting...
Choice A, one. Choice B, two. Choice C, three. Okay. Choice D, four. How many countries are between Norway and South Korea?
Did you say one, two, three, four?
Yes, sir.
What? Norway, like Europe.
Yes, sir.
And what country?
South Korea.
If it's one, I'm stabbing you. Three, let's say, I guess.
Three, locked in?
What the fuck? No, it should be more, like seven. Like, actually, my answer is seven. But okay, it's three, I guess.
Incorrect.
Four.
I like the logic. It'd be more,
but you're incorrect. One, isn't it? It's one with, like, an ocean, isn't it?
Well, let's do some mathematics here. Yeah, you got South Korea. What's above it?
North Korea, yeah.
And then above North Korea is what?
Fucking Russia, China, I don't know.
You got China. But to the right of North Korea, it shares a border with...
I don't know.
Russia.
Russia, yeah.
And then Russia shares a border with Norway. All the way at the very north.
It is.
So it's two.
Two, yeah.
The real question was how many countries are between Norway and North Korea. The answer is one. If you say South Korea, it's two.
Oh, okay. Shit.
So it's just Russia between North Korea and Norway. That's just crazy.
That's crazy. Damn. What a time to be alive.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's kind of been like that for a while, but okay.
I mean, yeah, it's understandable. But... let's lock in.
Yes.
What is the most violent day in America? So, like, I think this was, like, the way I searched up, like, that specifically, and it kind of just gave me, like, police calls or some shit or something like that. Or okay. I think it gave a couple.
In history or in the year?
No, like, just, like, on average.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think, like, it gave me a couple different reasons.
Right, I want to hear these choices.
Okay. Let me just give you the choices. Yeah, Valentine's Day, July 4th, New Year's Eve, or May... Oh, my God, I can't speak. May 2nd.
I don't know what the fuck is May 2nd. What's after Independence Day?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
July 4th.
Yeah, that's Independence Day. Okay.
Shut up.
My logic was July 4th, even before the choices.
Really?
I would have considered, like, post-Super Bowl, but there's no option there. I don't know what the fuck May 2nd would be. It's not even, like, Memorial Day or anything. And I don't think New Year's Eve is that, or New Year's Day is that violent. It was Eve?
Yeah.
Regardless, I don't think it's that violent. I think July 4th, because of fireworks, because of stuff, like, a lot of weird things happen on July 4th. So I'm going with that.
Wow, this guy's locked the fuck in. Yeah. I thought it was Valentine's Day because of, like, people, like, cheating and shit. Or, like, realistically, like, something... I don't know, yeah. I guess, yeah. But, yeah, it is so something to do with fireworks, drinking, people shooting each other and shit. Yeah. Mass shootings and shit. Yeah, it's July 4th.
It's a crazy day. With all the fireworks, it's hard to tell what are gunshots and what are fireworks. A lot of drinking. Everyone is basically partying, so, like, emotions so, like, are high and everything's crazy.
Exactly.
Valentine's Day is just a bunch of people just hanging out, kind of. New Year's Eve is just a bunch of people getting ready for midnight. May 2nd is just, what was your logic? You just threw a day?
Yeah, I thought if I just threw a random day, you might, like, just choose it.
I don't know. Because I was so, like, set before on, like, July 4th, I was like, May 2nd just feels weird. Feels like something weird's going on.
But yeah, I thought if I just threw a random day, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's just that day statistically, just weird.
I like the logic.
Thank you.
Alrighty, Steven. Which of these statements is false? Is it choice A, Antarctica is the driest continent on Earth with less than 2 inches of rainfall annually? Is it choice B, the shortest commercial flight in the world is just 57 seconds long? Is it choice C, the longest living animal is the Greenland shark, which can survive over 400 years? Or is it choice D, the first recorded instance of a computer bug was caused by a moth trapped in a Harvard Mark II computer in 1947.
Sorry, what was the question?
Which of these statements is false? So three of these are true?
The moth one.
So you don't think the first computer bug was an actual moth bug trapped?
Oh, but that might be why it's called a bug. Nah, I'm a lock-in. I'm gonna say it's that one.
You should have listened to your...
Myself?
Epiphany, because yes, that is why it's called a computer bug.
Fuck! Oh, shit. Alright, I believe that the 57 second one, it might be true. It might just be like a, like to get over like a river or some shit. What else? Why is my throat so fucked? What are the other ones?
Choice A, Antarctica is the driest continent on Earth. Choice B is the shortest commercial flight is 57 seconds long. Choice C is the longest living animal is the Greenland shark, which can live for over 400 years.
Okay, it's that one, yeah.
You don't think that the Greenland shark can live over 400 years?
No, I do not.
Well, it can. It is true. We're learning some fun facts today.
So then it's the 57 second one.
You don't think that maybe it's 59 seconds? You think it's... I'm saying you think maybe it's 59 seconds or a minute and 3 seconds. You don't think it's
there you go. I just caught it. This guy lied. Yeah, I caught him lacking.
No, let's go. True.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Antarctica is not the driest continent on Earth.
Wait,
it's actually Australia.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So B, C, and D, to clarify, are correct statements. Choice A is the false statement.
Okay. Well, good news, bad news. Good news, I was cheating. Bad news, it was wrong. Because what you just told me and with the screenshot I'm looking at right now for my next question, it says Antarctica is the driest.
It's the driest desert, but in terms of the continent's annual precipitation, Australia gets less rainfall.
Straight up says continent. On mine.
I mean...
But it also says coldest, windiest, and driest, so it's kind of combining all three. Also wasn't going to be my question. Like, it was part of my question, but I can easily swap it out.
Hmm. Well, I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Mine says all three, so that's... Mine says all three, so that might be one.
I mean, you can continue with your question while I Google this, so it's not just silence, but...
Okay, I got you. Well, mine actually has multiple points, so I guess I'm going to skip that one, because I have multiple bullet points here. Which one of these statements is false? So everything is true, so I guess I'm just kind of stealing yours, and I actually was going to steal one of yours, which is kind of crazy. Which one is false, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Niagara Falls does completely freeze. So like, you know what Niagara Falls is, right?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
The water. Yeah.
Also, real quick, like, before, for anyone, I'm just saying, yeah. I found a source where it says, yes, Australia receives less precipitation than Antarctica, making Australia the driest inhabited continent, while Antarctica is the driest continent overall. So I don't know what the fuck this means.
Wait, it just said both are the driest.
It just said they're both driest. That's why.
Yeah. What?
I apologize for the confusion, but...
Oh, strange.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, okay, so which of these is false, you said?
Yeah, which one of these is false? So, the Niagara Falls, so for those who don't know, obviously you do know, it's, you know, between Canada and America, big waterfall. That's about it, I guess. that sounds stupid to say, but, like, how do you fucking describe it?
Right by Buffalo and it's Lake Ontario.
Ontario, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Big waterfall, it's kind of sick and shit. Low key, the Canadian side's better, yo. Fuck
it. Honestly, it is, for sure.
Yeah.
I've been
like,
to low both.
Key, like, yeah, same. It's like, yours is cool because you can, like, go shop and shit, but it's not, like, really much you can do there.
I didn't even know you could go shop, bro. I just saw, like it was just a viewing deck, and, like, the Canadian side's, like, it's a whole bustling kind of city.
Yeah, but kind of saying, like, you could shop there, you also kind of have to drive away from the fall, so it's kind of just Buffalo at that point.
Yeah.
Because realistically, like, yeah, the Canadian side, you got, like, food places, you got fucking arcades, you got fucking Ferris wheel and shit.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's responsible for 87% of your economy. You're welcome.
God damn.
It's all the Americans showing up.
What do you think about us? God damn.
I mean, you guys got Moose, you guys got six NHL teams, even though you made the NHL, and you got Niagara Falls, like, the fun side of Niagara Falls. Yeah, six NHL teams.
I can only, like, think of three.
Actually, maybe seven. Hold on. Montreal.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Montreal,
Ottawa,
Toronto,
Ottawa, Edmonton.
Oh, yeah.
Calgary. Vancouver, Calgary, and then Winnipeg. That's seven.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Damn. Okay. Damn. Anyway, so which one of these is false?
Yes.
Niagara Falls can completely freeze in the winter.
Okay.
Mount Everest is the world's tallest mountain. The largest coral... What?
Yeah, no, you continue.
Wait, what the fuck? No, what are you fucking giving me?
No, just, there, you know, the... Yeah. B is obviously true.
Suck my dick. Sorry, I'm getting tired, bro. It's fucking 2 in the
same,
AM.
Same.
The largest coral reef is the Barrier Reef.
Okay.
And the largest ice sheet is in Antarctica.
I
said that word? Antarctica.
Yeah, he did say, like, Antarctica, but...
Yeah, I feel like I pronounced it weird.
I say Antarctica, whatever, it doesn't matter. Antarctica, listen, yeah. It could be the Arctic and not Antarctica, so I have no idea. The Barrier Reef sounds right, but I have no idea. Mount Everest, I know, basically, I'd say a fact. And then choice A, I don't know. Yet. Define Niagara Falls.
What? Like the water thing. Like, not the place, like the water thing.
Like,
The waterfall, the
exactly
water
exactly freezes.
The water blood.
What portion of it?
I don't know.
The touristy portion? All of that? You're saying the water freezes midair?
Yeah, it just completely freezes.
Okay. I think that's true. It's a lake. It's fresh water.
Yeah, so every winter it completely freezes.
It's hard to say completely freezes, though. Like... That just means that it fucking stops. It's rushing.
Yeah. It gets frozen.
but it checks out. So I don't know. This is either like a, this might be a zero IQ play in general. I might be stupid for thinking it can't freeze, but I might be stupid to be like, yeah, a fucking waterfall freezes. Like, I don't know. But I'm going to say for now that it's true. And then what was that last one?
I went in reverse order. So the largest ice sheet is in Antarctica. Oh my God, I can't speak.
Like, that checks out. That's definitely plausible. But I have no fucking clue. We're talking about, like, at its peak, right? Like, in its winter season.
I kind of just searched up Earth facts, and that, like, I could reread it, but okay. I can't really go too in-depth into it. Basically, Antarctica is home to the largest ice sheet on Earth.
That makes sense. You got that whole connection. I don't know, fuck it. I'm gonna say the Niagara Falls one. That's a strange one, dude. I'm going to say that one is false. It can't freeze, yeah.
Well, you're correct. It can freeze, like, part of it, but not completely freeze under most conditions.
That's why I was so weirded out by it, is, like, it can't completely freeze.
Yeah, I was trying not to, like, make it too evident that I'm saying completely, but I had to, like, kind of drop it in there so it's not bullshit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
That's a fucking good one, bro.
Thanks, man. Good. I was actually thinking about that recently, like, because I went to Niagara Falls, Valentine's Day was, what, 2 weeks ago, some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went to Buffalo, went to do some shopping, grabbed Angelo's Zin can. I did not smuggle shit across the border. You know the vibes.
Yeah. Nice.
If it's for someone else, do I get, like, a pass for that, or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, then, yeah.
Alrighty.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
yeah. My last question, Steven. What is my current premier rating in CS2?
Ooh.
Is it choice A, 15,990?
Damn, it's high.
Is it choice B, 16,723? Is it choice C, 18,119? So 119.
That's so much higher than me, bro.
Or is it choice D, 19,297? Or is it, of course, choice E, Jack? Its own level. It's like saying God.
Oh, yeah, it's simply Jack, bro.
It's simply Jack. I mean, technically, you're not wrong, so.
But, yeah, so I'm going to go with the 19 one because he's that guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You have a lot of faith in me. Because it's true. I got 19,297, baby.
That's so fucked.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to know what my highest ever was? Because I haven't actually played it that much.
What's your highest ever rating? You want to know
what my
highest,
bro, it's so fucking bad. It was, I'm like, 6,500.
Damn, I was going to guess, like, 750.
Yeah,
like 7,500. Sorry.
Okay, I was gonna slap the shit out of you, but yeah, I need to play more.
I mean, yeah, you just don't play.
I don't more, actually. Though. I don't think I've played Premier with literally anyone. I think I've only solo queued.
Damn.
I might have played with you like once.
How many wins do you need on Premier? You need like 10 wins in order to fucking get Premier.
Yeah,
You've solo queued 10 times.
You know what's the craziest part? I've probably solo queued like 12 times, and right now I'm at like a 3,000.
I hope you realize I haven't solo queued since like 2016, probably.
I knew you were gonna say some outlandish shit like that. I was gonna guess 2018. That's fucked.
Yeah, like I haven't solo queued in fucking years.
The only times I've actually played Premier,
I got a 10-year coin, bro.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
wait,
I have a.
Do I have that?
I have 10 years in CS.
I'm getting it this year.
You don't have one yet?
No, I got.
So you started playing after me.
Yeah.
When did you start playing?
I think it was end of 2015, so... Or not end of, but, like, I think I'm gonna get it in, like, July or August.
Okay.
I think it was end of 2015.
I could actually check.
Now I think about it, it might be, like, September, October.
Hold on. You got your 2020 service medal in August of 2020, and your 5-year coin came after that. It doesn't say when you get the 5-year coin, but I could tell based off of when you get the 2020 service medal. If you got it after the 2020 service medal, then that means that, that means that like after August is when you started playing.
Now that I think about it, that does make sense because I think I was in class and the guys told me to get it, so I think it might be September or October.
Damn.
So I'm guessing of September of this year I'm getting it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
It's fucking nutty.
Yeah. I think that drugs. So I'm getting it soon, though, this year.
Yes, sir.
Anyway. it's my turn.
Yep. The final question.
My chair making
night.
So much noise. I'm sorry, guys. My chair is making so much noise today. I can't fucking move. I've been trying to stay so still, and my back fucking hurts. Alrighty. So I'm gonna name out some things that have happened in my life, and one of them is Cap. So okay. I'm gonna need you to lock the fuck in.
Okay.
So one is I've been to a live performance of High School Musical. If you know what that is, you know, like that Disney Channel shit.
I guess so. I don't really remember it.
There's like a movie. There's like a couple of them singing motherfuckers in high school.
Okay. And like the same cast you witnessed in person?
No. Sorry, excuse me. No. Different cast, but like pretty, you know, pretty good actors, I guess.
Okay.
So yeah, I got to see a live performance of that. I met the person who played Ash and Pikachu, like, you know, like the voice actor. I met my favorite podcaster. And I'm sorry, what's up? What's up?
Who's your favorite podcaster, bro?
Anyway, so I met my favorite podcaster, and the last one is I met and then subsequently, or not, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but I'm act smart. I met and subsequently cried when I got an autograph from Robert Munch, if you know who that is.
My God, I don't know who Robert Munch is. I'm sorry.
Is there like a really popular kids book? Writer.
Gotcha. Okay, so Robert Munch. There's a bunch of books by him.
Yeah. Alright, here, let me search up some of his books.
Don't care. Damn. No, I'm kidding. I mean, listen, like, I'm trying to just figure out, what was your second option?
Second option was I met the person who voice acted Ash and Pikachu. Like, from, you know, Pokemon.
And I'm like, is this all just in life in general, or what?
Yep. All of these things I've done except one.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I just named a bunch of random ass shit. Do you know the books Love You Forever, Paper Bag Princess, Alligator Baby, any of these ringing a bell?
No.
Oh, yo, Purple, Green, and Yellow was a gas book.
Don't remember it.
Nah, there's so many books, bro.
Not much of a reader. I was TikTok brain since 06.
Was it even fucking possible? This guy still makes books.
You speak for yourself, bro. I had that 2020 vision in like 2016, bro.
How old is this man? Sorry, I'm just low-key like locked in on this guy.
Listen.
This guy old as fuck.
This threw me off because I thought which of these is false. And
yeah, only one's false.
Okay, gotcha.
I've done everything on this list except one.
Gotcha. So you've met your favorite podcaster because I remember you met Joe Rogan like in 2012. Just kidding. Met Joe Rogan. You met me.
Who said that, bro?
Fuck, you know a lot about this child author, so I'm going to say you met him. The High School Musical is very fucking specific. So
oh, wait, I forgot to say my last one. Holy shit.
That was your last one.
No, I only have 4. I was supposed to say 5.
Oh, what was your 5th?
Wait, which one did I say? I also said them out of order for some reason, because I said you, which is obviously like the true one. Oh, I won a video game tournament. I forgot to say that one.
Okay, I'm gonna say that one is true because that would have been the only one you forgot to say, and it would have been false. You messed up, so I'm gonna say that one is true. You did meet me, and I'm gonna say the child book author. That's a weird one. It's a wild card because you may know of this guy, but like never met him. Maybe thought there was an opportunity to meet him when you were a kid and never did. High School Musical one's a little weird. And then the people that voice acted that shit, like I have no idea. I'm taking a shot in the dark on all three of these, and I'm gonna say. You didn't meet the people that voice acted the Pokemans and the Ashtons and shit, bro.
Are you locked in?
Yes, but I'm not confident.
This guy's actually crazy, bro. Yeah, I've never met them.
Damn.
So, my sister wanted to go to that High School Musical one. The person who played them, actually my sister met them and got me an autograph. So that one was kind
of, that one felt
I didn't meet them.
So random that like you got pulled, it has to be that you got pulled into it or something, you know?
Which one? The High School Musical. Thing. Yeah. My sister really wanted to go.
Yeah.
So then because, you know, I was a kid, I didn't get to say anything. My parents just dragged me there. Mm-hmm. Podcaster. Yeah. Obviously you. Video game tournament was the Mario Kart one. And then I met Robert Munch when I was like a kid, apparently. Like he was just at one of the bookstores and my mom was like, holy shit.
Damn.
And then I thought he was fucking my book up when he was like autographing the book. So that I started crying. I was like genuinely like four. Like 4 years old, maybe five.
That's cute.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. I met the famous guy.
And you met, you said you won a video game tournament?
Yeah, Mario Kart Wii.
Right. I remember that.
It was like it was like a 50 man one.
And then I'm assuming your favorite podcaster.
You know the vibes.
Yeah. Let's go, dude.
You know what the fuck going on?
You know what the fuck going on. Alright, guys. We apologize for sounding very sleepy eepy, but it's 2:15 and I still have to go edit this podcast, so we'll see you in 2 weeks. At this time, I'm gonna go edit and then eventually go to sleep. But we'll see you soon and we'll keep you updated as far as the development of Woolly Mammoth.